say, of this good weather, to enjoy our gardens, and to give thanks for the creation, the beauty of our local countryside all around us. And may we benefit from these days and weeks. We thank you, dear Lord, for the warmth and sunshine of long summer days, for the beauty of the countryside, and for all the sights and sounds of nature. Help us all to benefit from these days. May they speak to us of the warmth of your love. Bless those who use them for holidays, for rest and recreation. Bless particularly those who cannot use them in this way, those whose work binds them to city or factory, those who labour at night, those who are handicapped by poverty or sickness. So grant that in our own happiness, we may ever be mindful of the needs of others. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We pray for our own families. Members of our families, both near and far. We pray for those who are preparing for recit examinations at university over these coming days. And we pray for all those young people who are shortly going to be receiving their A-level examination results, their AS examination results, and their GCSE examination results. We pray for them, that you would be with each and every one of them and give them the strength that they need, as we pray for their parents and their families, along with their teachers and lecturers at this time, as they endeavour to offer support. Father of all, accept our thanks for the joys of family life. Help us to live so that we may strengthen and enrich the life of the family. Help us to build with you the kind of family which welcomes the stranger, the lonely, and the needy. Teach us through our own family to love the family of all people and to realize our part in it. In the name of Christ, we ask this. Amen. Amen. And we pray for our parish church of St. Columba's, for the family here in this, our parish. We give thanks for the opportunity and the privilege of welcoming visitors who come to join us here. And during these days in particular, we pray for the editor of the Columban magazine, Billy McAlpine, and for all those who are preparing articles for the September edition. We pray for our printers at Minprint on the Castlereagh Road, giving thanks for this important part of parish communication going to every home, every family in the parish to reach out to offer support and blessing. Almighty God, you've made us members of Christ and of his church here in this parish of St. Columba's. We give thanks that our doors are open wide to welcome those who wish to come to share in our life and our worship here. May we as a congregation reach upwards to your throne in worship and adoration, inwards to one another in understanding and fellowship, and outwards to the world in evangelism and social compassion. Make us like a city set on a hill whose light cannot be hidden, so that men and women may find Christ as the light of the world and his church as the family of the redeemed and eternal life as the gift of God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We join together in saying, we give thanks to you for everyone in this parish, especially for our clergy, teachers, leaders, musicians, helpers, and all who give of their time and talents to lead our parish organizations. We ask your blessing and guidance upon our families and homes as together we seek to serve you in both word and deed during the opportunities and challenges of this new week. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us sum up our prayers and praises in the words our Saviour Christ has taught us and say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We pray for those who are ill at this time, for those who have COVID, praying they will soon be fully restored to health. And as we pray for those who are ill, we pray for all doctors and nurses, all members of the medical staff in our hospitals and nursing homes and care homes, giving thanks for their work and for their support. We pray too for those who are bereaved. In particular, here in St. Columba's, we pray for Jim Hall and his family following the death of his wife, Gina, whose funeral service takes place here tomorrow morning. May you, O Lord, give to them the strength that they need to sustain them at this time of great loss. O Lord Jesus Christ, who wept at the grave of Lazarus, we commend to your tender care and compassion those whose loss is greatest at this time because their lives were closest and their love was strongest. In the midst of their deep sorrow, give them the comfort of your presence and the courage and faith they need to face life again in the days to come. And may your peace be with them, O Lord, both now and always. Amen. Together we pray, be with us, Lord, as we go out into the world. May the lips that have sung your praise always speak the truth. May the ears which have heard your word listen only to what is good. May our lives as well as our worship be always pleasing in your sight, for the glory of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you this day and forevermore. Amen. Thank you all very much for being with us this morning. I do hope that you can enjoy the day and get the blessings of the good weather. I want to thank our glebe wardens, David Kelly and Ian Johnston, for the terrific work that they're doing regularly across our church grounds. You will have noticed just how tidy the church grounds are. And every Saturday, and also throughout the week at different points, they are here hard at work, tidying up during these weeks of great growth in gardens, as we know from our own gardens, and keeping our church grounds looking tidy and neat is a big job. And David and Ian are giving generously of their time to help to keep our grounds looking so tidy. So do please take note of the grounds as you make your way, as we give thanks to David and Ian for all they are doing week by week. And we will be having a work party again very soon for more of us to come to assist in the work of keeping our grounds in a well-ordered and respectable condition. On Tuesday, the Pause group are meeting at the Stormont Hotel. Thank you to Arlene Anderson, who organises all of this. At 10:30, simply turn up for tea, coffee and scones, a lovely way to meet parishioners, to relax in the comfortable surroundings of the Stormont Hotel, and really to support one another through fellowship. It's very informal. If you haven't been before, I commend it to you. That is Tuesday at 10:30. The magazine goes to print on Wednesday evening for September. And all those of you who supply articles, just a reminder that the deadline is Wednesday tea time for Billy McAlpine. So do please ensure your articles are in as we start the next edition of the Columban as it gets ready at this moment. We stand for the dismissal. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ. Amen.